B-Pod Studios.
Welcome back.
I hope you've had a good weekend.
I know it's Tuesday, but it feels like
Monday.
Okay, but it is Tuesday.
Then get back to work.
What for? What for?
We have a lot of work to do.
And less time to do it.
And before you know it,
the weekend's here.
Yeah, but it's still just
Tuesday, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm going back to bed.
You can't!
Because it's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 5:43 Tuesday. So there you go. 4-day work week for some of us.
That's
not
nice.
That we're gloating. No. Because I'm sure there were people who did work yesterday. I don't know anybody, but it must be us. There you go.
Yeah, there were a lot of people working yesterday.
Yeah. You feel bad, don't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Right.
Nope. How was your Valentine's Day, guys? Everybody have a...
It was great. Dave Falcone.
Yeah. Huh?
Pulled out all the stops. I came home and there were a dozen Mylar heart balloons. There was a big champagne balloon on the bar. There was a homemade cake from scratch with the Julia Child buttercream frosting that he made.
That was a lot. That was a thick layer of frosting.
Yes, it was. You should taste it. It was unbelievable.
What did he do wrong?
Well, Bob.
Holy cow.
That was like
Very guilty. Nice.
Yeah, then we went to lunch.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, it
Come
was
on.
Really great.
What did he do?
Nothing.
Something happened. That's a makeup Valentine's
Day. No, it's not. He's pretty good.
Or he's making Brian and me look real bad.
That's what happens. He does that.
You made us look bad, Brian.
I'm all right with it.
Yeah, okay.
yeah. Good for him.
My wife did all the work. She invited, family over, sisters, sister-in-laws, nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm.
About 11 of us there at the house. Made an awesome charcuterie, which I'm still paying for, both financially and bloatation-wise. Wow. I had no idea. So much salt.
There's a lot of salt in meat and cheese, Bob. Welcome to.
You can't say no.
Rings a little tight.
I'm just getting used to it. I'm like, I might as well just.
I defy you. If I put a plate of the finest meats and cheeses and crackers and olives and dips, you can't say no.
I could say no to the meat.
Really?
And I could possibly say no to the cheese, but I couldn't say no to anything that I could dip a cracker in. Yeah. Or olives.
What? We should have just rolled ourselves in salt, because that's basically what happens.
That's right. Just drink tons of water.
That's
Don't
what I
got to
do
it.
Today. And then run to the bathroom a lot.
What did you get your lovely wife?
You know what? I skated this year. I'll be honest. She told me to skate because we're going to England next week to visit our daughter.
Yep.
She's like, you're off this year because I'm going to get you in London. So
okay, that's great.
Yeah, okay,
well,
saving up. <Yeah.
laughs>
What did I do right, dude?
Yeah, right.
No, okay. So it's 5:45. So it is Tuesday, and a high today of 41. Not bad. Right now, 34 degrees in Boston. And at 7:10, we're going to do True Confession Tuesdays. That's going to be fun. Today, we're going to ask you to think about this confession sponsored by LBF.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What have you stolen from a hotel?
You were
like
at a hotel.
Craziest thing.
Yeah.
Or even just not so crazy. What do you always, not always steal, because I feel like if you always steal, then you should be in jail. But what if you stolen? Like, people, like, lift lamps and stuff. No, it's so messed up.
That's why we're going to find out. All right? And we just made a really fun video.
Oh, you love these.
Well, you guys did an outstanding job on this.
I play a great waitress.
You are a waitress. Brian is down. Your name is?
Oh, Gina.
Gina.
Yeah.
Brian.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Yeah.
You ever wonder what happened to Gina and Tommy?
That's right.
Well, go to our Facebook page. That's 105.7 WROR. Find out. It's not good. I tell you that right now.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what do you got? What's cool?
You shouldn't have eaten that cheese.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why.
I did. Oh, boy. All right, Brian Bell.
I now know the magic number, how many times you can use your shower towel.
Oh, okay.
Is this a scientific?
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Science has gotten involved.
Uh-oh. We'll see where we stand. Today is National Drink Wine Day. How about that?
Great.
And I got some more good news about wine coming up. You will like it, LBF. Okay, this three cool things brought to you by National Grid. Learn how to make your home more energy efficient by scheduling an in-person, no-cost home energy assessment through National Grid. You could receive at least 75% off approved insulation and no-cost air sealing. Visit ngrid.com today.
Okay, well, don't eat cheese with your wine today.
Why?
Because apparently it's terrible for your skin. So adults with breakouts, terrible.
Really?
I mean, it's just one of those things where you're like, I thought I was over this in high school, but you're not.
Wow.
And it's because you're eating cheese.
Interesting.
Like your charcuterie for Valentine's Day, Bob.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the experts say that quitting dairy and sweets for better skin is legit. So you have to avoid that and, this is sad, fried food, soda, alcohol, and anything else you consider junk food. And then you have to calm down. You have to de-stress. So if you notice you're breaking out, you should meditate. Mostly you want a glass of wine and some cheese, but you can't do that anymore. So
you can
take a
walk. Want good skin, you know?
Exactly.
How
or
much do you want it?
You can.
Just say
it's true.
Give me the cheese.
I know.
I'm kind of.
I don't know.
The
tea tree oil, 5%. Use that on your face twice a day if that happens.
Tea tree
and then
oil.
You know, eat some cheese. But no, the dairy is wreaking havoc on
one
your skin.
One of my kids had a little issue, and she went vegan, and her skin is amazing.
See
now.
What happens?
There's no cheese.
It's like an indication of what's going on.
That's what.
In your life.
I'll tell her now.
Okay, good. You'll steal the cheese.
More cheese for you.
Honey, you shouldn't have
enjoy cheese. That cheese, Blotchy Bob. All right.
What do you got,
Brian? How many times do you guys use your shower towel before you wash it, throw it in the hamper?
It's like a couple of times.
Yeah, I'm out. Three's good.
Yeah.
Three.
I've been trying to convince my children because they'll shower and then just throw it in the laundry.
Well,
after
your boy's
one year.
Here.
I know.
What's his number?
One. He like goes right in the laundry. I'm like, dude, you got to get more than one shower out of a towel. They have found that the magic number is three.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
That's
all right.
Solid.
But you have to, this three only counts if you hang it up right after your shower so it can dry out. Because if you just leave it in a pile,
your
bacteria and mold start growing on your towel almost immediately. So drying it out slows that down, but the magic number is three.
Who leaves it in a
in a pile? Slobs.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Really?
You know
people.
What used to kill
that kid
me?
Over there.
That kid, Sam Bell. My girls would this and Lila, your little girl, and I'm not sure if Lucy does, and maybe you do. The two towels per shower,
one for your hair, one for your body.
You do that?
Yeah.
That is.
What am I supposed to walk around with, like dripping wet hair, or worse, without a towel around my body?
Hey,
I would just go with a towel. Yeah, I think Dave would appreciate that. Just do the towel. You can't
flee
have both.
My home.
you can't have both. That's funny.
All right. Sure is.
There she is. I allowed her one towel. She chose the head. All right. The good news is for wine drinkers of all forms, the connoisseurs of sophisticated palates who drink even 60-year-old bottles of wine are celebrating because the price of wine keeps dropping, mainly because of a surplus of grapes in California. One expert says right now we'll get the best wine retail value in 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. The low prices may even last for 3 years before they start going up again. So that's good.
That is good.
And like
news.
I said, it's National Wine Day. Anything you want to whine about?
How much time do you have?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, not that kind. My bad. 624. Everybody's talking about Ryan Newman last night at Daytona. Last lap, it was scary. Now, here's what's amazing. Our own Brian Bell talked to Ryan Newman last week. And you're quite a guy, right?
Yeah, great guy.
We'll have a little part of Brian's chat with Ryan next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
All right, everybody was talking about the Daytona 500 crash last night. It's all over the news today. I was watching it live. I know Brian was too. You guys were probably moved on to Bachelor.
I did, sorry, but I know that.
Oh. Well, we were texting each other, and it's one of those, as soon as it happened, I said to Carolyn, this one's not good. This is bad. And you see a lot of accidents, because that's all Daytona does, is just crash, crash, crash. This one was brutal. So last lap, right, he's going for the win. Someone gets behind him, pushes him. He ends up going sideways into the wall, and that's bad enough.
Yeah.
And then he actually goes airborne and gets, as the phrase in racing is, T-boned. By another car, like on the driver's side.
Yeah.
So now they're saying, Brian, that non-life threatening, but
yeah, that was part of the problem too. Is it took almost 2 hours before NASCAR even released a statement that he was being treated at the Halifax Medical Center. He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are not life threatening.
But that doesn't mean he's not broken up. We don't even know what his mental, state is.
It was bad.
That was just brutal. We were waiting for him to move, to inside the car, but you never saw that. There was fire inside the car. It was brutal. So, Brian.
Precisely why I don't watch it. It stresses me out.
Yeah, this was tough. That was tough to watch. Because you thought, did I just see somebody die on
TV? Right. Exactly.
I really thought we did.
And when we watch NASCAR, a lot of times you'll see horrific crashes, and then the car comes to a stop. They put the net down, they jump out of the car.
Yeah.
So you're almost used to having a bad crash and seeing them walk away.
I didn't see this, but you said, Brian, they put the screen around the car.
They brought out the screens, they asked the media to leave the pit area.
That's why they wouldn't show it.
It was interesting.
So Brian does, his podcast, the Wicked, right?
Fast, Wicked Fast Podcast.
Which is great if you're a NASCAR racing fan or a Brian Bell fan. So I can't believe you talked to Ryan Newman last week.
So, last week we had Ryan Newman and Corey LaJoy, who T-boned Newman.
Yep.
On the podcast, so our new feature, we ask them the same five questions.
Mm-hmm.
So this was Ryan Newman's responses from just last week.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Wicked Fast Five with Ryan Newman. What's your favorite track?
Darlington.
What are you binge-watching right now?
On TV?
On anywhere, streaming service, anywhere.
Nothing.
Nothing
in particular.
You're focused. You're dialed in.
The Dukes of Hazzard off TV. I've boycotted TV.
Do you own a General Lee? Next question is dream car.
The General Lee.
And you have it?
Oh. It's not a real one, but I have one, yeah.
Oh, that's spectacular. Love that car. All right, when everything's going wrong, what's your favorite swear word or, cuss word?
I think S-H-I-T goes with pretty much anything. It's so versatile.
It is. All right.
Right.
Last one. Most punchable face in NASCAR.
Most punchable face?
Yep.
I guess Logano smiles a lot, so if you're that kind of guy, you just want to punch him.
We talked to Corey LaJoy earlier, and he said Joey Logano, too.
Yeah, so we're 2 for 2 right now.
He seems like a nice guy, very serious, old-school racer.
Great guy.
Is there more on your podcast?
Yeah, we talked to him for about 15
minutes.
That
must have freaked you out last night.
It really did.
Yeah, you just spoke with him.
Because Timmy and I, who host the podcast, were texting back and forth like, oh, my God, Newman could win this thing. And then it all went wrong.
Yeah.
That was just,
wow. Now I'm going to listen to your podcast for that,
because
it's eerie to think that you just spoke with Ryan Newman.
WROR.com/wickedfast.
Okay. All right. So, LBF.
Yes.
Dirty laundry. Yeah. I know you didn't watch the race, but.
No, but it was all very interesting.
Wasn't it
was, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he's going to be okay.
It's sad.
Oof.
But it's a dangerous sport, and it makes me very anxious to watch it.
It reminds you that did last night. Like, that guy could be dead.
Right.
And why you're live on TV.
Ugh.
But fortunately, he's not. Okay, it's a long weekend, and LBF's got your dirty laundry. What's going on, LBF?
Okay, the world's worst haircut is making a comeback, but there's a twist.
Hmm.
Also, just details on Drew Carey's fiance.
Yeah.
That's really out of control. And
then my
favorite subject,
uh-huh.
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
Because I tuned in a little bit last night because I didn't care about my brain cells.
Nope.
Okay,
that's good.
So the haircut that is making a comeback because of Miley Cyrus and Kesha, the mullet.
I knew it.
So here's the deal, but it's for women. Not men.
Wow.
The party in the front. Business in the front, party in the back.
That's the way it goes.
That's how it goes. Apparently, this New York City hairstylist said a few years ago he did the cuts once in a while, but now he's doing 5 to 8 mullets a week. And they're mostly on women.
Huh.
I feel like the mullet, like, yeah, like really 80s, like a couple of rock stars, like Roxette might have had a mullet.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, not your
look. I think that this should be spiky at the top, though. And like have like
punk up
front. Sort of like, you know, triangular earrings in a neon shade.
Uh-huh.
That's how I wore it.
So if you're going to do it, do it right.
Yeah, he was Wang Chung, remember?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I just, you've been warned.
Yeah.
Just so you know, you see it around. It's going to be quite shocking. All right, so also quite shocking is Amy Hardwick, who was actually a therapist. She was also a Playboy bunny. I'm not saying anything. It was just she has a weird resume. She dated Drew Carey, and they were engaged in 2017 to 2018, but they broke up. Well, she was found dead over the weekend. Mm-hmm. What happened was police got a call about a woman screaming. Her roommate, who escaped to call for help, said Hardwick was being assaulted, and then she was found unresponsive and gravely injured on the ground below a third-story balcony, dying at the hospital due to the injuries. And her ex-boyfriend, Gareth Pursehouse, was arrested. She had filed a restraining order against him, but it had recently expired, and they ended up linking back up over the last few weeks. So anyway, P.S., Drew Carey is taking the week off of filming from Price is Right.
And let's not forget, Wendy Williams, did she
I know.
She
made
said?
Some sort of ridiculous
She was
comment.
Talking about it on the show or either Twitter. Come on down.
And making a reference to her being thrown off a balcony by a crazed ex-boyfriend.
Wendy Williams.
She really doesn't need to speak anymore.
No.
She says terrible things.
Yeah, and that was just for this week. She had stuff last week.
She was under fire for some sort of homophobic rant.
Yeah, exactly.
Terrible person. File under terrible person. Okay, let's get to The
Speaking
Bachelor.
Speaking of terrible people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's down to the final three on last night's
Spoiler
episode.
Alert.
He went to the hometowns of the four contestants, which is always fabulous to watch.
Yeah.
Because it's like The Bachelor is like the way I watch basketball. Last 3 minutes are really the most important.
You're right.
You know, it's most exciting. Mm-hmm. And the hometown visits are great because the dads are always like, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
And this guy's such a dweeb. It's like, oh.
You don't like him?
No. He's so, no.
Yeah. He's a pilot, though. He's got that going for him.
I mean, Bob, you have daughters.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't this the way you'd want to meet a boyfriend when go on a TV show to
So
he's a pilot, though.
Yeah, exactly. So he basically told all the parents that, like, yes, I'm falling for, you know, your daughter. Yes. And then the dad's usually like, don't break her heart or I'll put you in a wood chipper. And then
I like that guy.
And then he does it anyway. Okay, couple of things. He's dating these four girls, all right? Mm-hmm. And one of them, he makes a top list of the top 10 things I love about you.
Yeah.
One of them was your willingness to do anything with me.
Oh.
Okay. That was
10.
Number 7.
That should be number 1.
Don't tell that one to Dad.
Yeah. He played basketball with one. Charles Barkley made an appearance. Who's his agent?
Uh-huh. Charles Barkley's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and then I have regret to inform you that the girl who got jettisoned.
Yeah.
Kelsey.
Oh, Kelsey.
Kelsey W. Oh, I'm going to go on The Bachelor.
I don't think she was there for the right reasons.
She said that she told her sisters that she and Peter had to overcome lots of stuff during their time together, but
that's how she talks.
She's very beautiful, but
you know what? I will just say this. Lots of looks, but she just doesn't have a lot of
fun. She doesn't have the wow factor.
You know, she's
like her personality.
Right.
But she is very beautiful. So that'll last a while.
Yeah.
And it'll work for her.
Well, yeah, for a couple of husbands.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
good
is
luck,
it one
honey.
Of the three doing the Tim Tebow thing?
Yes.
One of the three girls?
Is it Madison? I can't remember. Madison, Hannah, and Victoria. It's not Victoria. It might be Hannah Ann.
No, Hannah Ann.
Hannah Ann.
Whatever. I think it's Victoria.
No, Madison. It's Madison.
Madison.
And her mom.
Oh.
Mom is telling her to tell him that she's saving herself for marriage.
Oh. Or so. Tim. Now that Tim Tebow's gone, yeah.
Hey, listen, it works.
Yeah,
know.
It worked for
them. Got Miss Universe.
You got
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for a quick movie review. One of our listeners, Ray's on the phone. He's going to review a movie that we talked about last week. Hey, Ray.
Good morning. Well, first of all, I listen to you guys every single morning on my on the road sales guy. So every morning you guys are in the car with me. So thank you very much.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome, Ray. Thank you. What's up?
I went to go see, on Valentine's night, went to go see that movie Downhill.
Yeah?
It was terrible.
Oh,
I
no.
I knew it.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was supposed to be a dark comedy. Yeah, lots of dark. Not so much comedy.
No kidding.
Oh, bummer.
So what was wrong with it? Will Ferrell was no good, and Julia Dreyfus, what was the deal?
No, you know what's funny? You guys are talking about Will Ferrell being naked. No nakedness in it, hardly any comedy. It was just he made a mistake at one particular point on the vacation. So she just didn't let him go, and it just got worse and worse. But the night started off really bad. My girlfriend didn't have her license, so she couldn't get a glass of wine. Then while we're watching, it was so bad, the phone fell out of her pocket underneath the seat, so she couldn't get her phone out. And we had to stay there trapped until the end of the movie. It was terrible.
It all went downhill. They don't call it downhill.
It all went downhill.
Ray, sorry. Yeah, so we kind of knew that. We saw this Elton John movie over the weekend.
Oh, did you like it?
You know what? It's okay. It's more of a musical.
I loved it.
You
for the
loved
parts
it?
That I saw.
Because it's going to Broadway.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, Broadway.
Yeah. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
True Confession Tuesday. Yeah, this is a good time just to get some stuff off your chest that you're willing to confess. Nobody got hurt or arrested, we'd like to think. But, you know, for the common good of all Bostonians, we make our true confessions on Tuesday. And you have a great suggestion today, LBF, based on your weekend.
Yeah, what's the craziest thing you ever stole? So I was at a hotel, and I was like, boy, this stuff is really nice. Like, it just, you know, they had, like, pillows that weren't attached.
Did you take anything?
No, I didn't
or do you
take
want to
anything.
Save that?
No,
okay.
But
you attempted.
No, I just thought, I'm surprised that these things are out to be taken.
Right. Okay. So that's what we're going to do for True Confession Tuesday. What's the biggest thing you ever stole from a hotel or anywhere else? 888-410-1057. Let's do it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. So, LBF, you had a very, exciting Valentine's weekend.
Yeah,
right?
I did.
Stayed in a nice hotel
at the Liberty Hotel, which, funny, is a former prison.
Liberty
So I was
prison.
Thinking okay. about, you know, how beautiful the hotel is and also a life of crime. And so I was wondering, like, because they had these nice pillows and all this stuff in our room. Our room was beautiful. Mm-hmm. But a lot of things people could get a little sticky-fingered about. And I was wondering, oh, that's a good true confession. Mm. Like, what have you stolen from a hotel room or, like, a grocery store or, like, you know, a restaurant? Because people make
did
bad
you
decisions.
Steal anything?
I did
anything
not.
You didn't.
I didn't want to end up in the Clink, although Clink is a great bar.
That's
which is at the Liberty Hotel.
That's which that is perfect. Is it a former jail, the Clink?
Yeah, Suffolk
that
County
like
Jail.
Fun. All right, so hotels, I mean, I always took the shampoo because if you're traveling, it's 3 ounces. It's perfect.
I feel like that's not stealing.
That's not stealing. But you know the mid-range towels?
Yeah, the ones that are like
not the face cloth.
Yeah.
But not the body, but the mid-range.
Yeah.
Perfect for working out at the gym.
So you've taken a couple of those?
By accident.
Right.
I don't know how. It ended up in the suitcase. Could have been my wife dropped it in. Could have been me. I have no recollection.
Sometimes
Your
it
Honor.
Just jumps in
yeah.
to your suitcase by accident.
We ended up with a few of them. I don't know why it happened that many times, but very handy at the gym.
All right.
You guys want to take a true confession? Let's see who we have. Bill, what is your true confession? We don't want to go with grand theft larceny, but, you know, what do you got?
Yeah.
What was your larceny?
Okay. Remember years ago they had this little vibrator. You put a quarter in under the mattress, and it was a little square box that was screwed onto the box spring underneath and made the bed vibrate.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Classy play.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen them on television, go ahead.
Did you steal the mattress, Bill?
No. I just took that little box, and I don't know, Craig, you remember back, it was years ago, I guess. That was a big thrill back then, I guess.
How many quarters did you get?
Holy jeez, I ran out of quarters, so I had to take the thing home.
Yeah, but how many were in there?
Probably maybe 10, 12 of them.
Oh, wow.
That's a few bucks
So do you
then.
Use it at home now?
I think it wore out. I guess I had to throw it out.
Oh, all right.
Wore out the magic
All right, stud.
Way to go.
Wow. All right. True Confession Tuesday. What's your true confession?
Yeah, years ago, we used to, and I can't give locations, but we used to have a ski lodge up north, and there was a restaurant. We used to stop that on our way up, and the challenge was to see who could take the biggest taxidermied animal out of the restaurant. I actually took a raccoon.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah. What was how big? I mean, it was a raccoon, right? How'd you get it out of there?
We actually went to the restroom, and it was right near the door, so it wasn't hard. There was a group of us.
Yeah.
So we were able to just kind of walk out in wintertime. They weren't really paying much attention. It was ski season. Mm. But, yeah, we tried. They had all kinds of animals, but that was the biggest thing we could get out of there.
Do you still have Rocky the raccoon?
I don't know. I don't actually go up to the ski lodge anymore. I used to work for the people that owned it, the ski lodge. So they used to keep them there.
Wow. Did you wear a mask like the raccoons?
No, didn't have to wear a mask.
No, I'm kidding.
Never tried for the moose, huh?
Yeah, really.
No, we tried for the coyote once, but it just didn't work.
It was your Ocean's 11.
No, we could. You know, if it was nowadays, we could have probably tried to get away with he was a service animal.
Yeah.
It was
at a bar, right? Yeah, absolutely. Mike, that's good stuff. Thank you. Your confessions have been heard.
One. Okay. Yes.
Thanks,
y'all,
Mike.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye bye. Imagine the coyote for a service animal.
That'd be good.
It's not moving.
It. Yeah. It's very good. Very calm.
Very calm. All right. True Confession Tuesday. What have you can admit to, you know, maybe it wasn't grand theft, just a little, you know, questionable, right?
Yeah, sometimes if you've had a couple of drinks, too, you're like, ooh, I love this silverware.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
I used to be big on ashtrays back in the day.
That's cool.
Those were cool. I had Jimmy's Harborside forever, but
and now it's gone.
It
you
out.
Should save that. That would be money now.
I know. Anyway.
105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Uh-oh. My sister-in-law, Ellen, just texted me and said, oh, talking about petty theft, how about the time your wife and I were Christmas shopping? She picked up a bag of Christmas peanut M&Ms to buy. Then she was hungry, so she started to nibble on them. And she's like, I'm going to buy them anyway. Then after eating them for a while, walking around the store, she decided she was sick of M&Ms and stuck them back on the shelf.
I think reading this on the air might get you in trouble.
But I don't know how old the story is. They could have been kids. I don't know.
Wow.
True confession, honey.
Wouldn't it be so fun if you found that bag open, though? You'd be like, oh, M&Ms.
You can go in, right? You can go in.
I probably wouldn't now, but, you know, when I was younger, when I didn't fear every virus in the world.
Right. Okay. All right, Mike, your petty theft. I like that. Petty larceny true confession was?
True confession. I was having a party years ago back in the 70s and at the house, and somebody had come by the house and said that somebody down in the square and knocked over one of the those post traffic lights on the common. So we had about six guys, and we all jumped in my car, old 64 Chevy, and tore down there, and we picked it up, and there's six guys hanging out one side of the car. It's longer than the car, and we took off with it and drove it all the way to the house, and now it ended up hanging in my over my pool table.
Nice.
Traffic lights.
That's amazing.
Wow. That's awesome.
It was like we pulled the plus it was raining, and we pulled the wires out of the ground and took off with this pole going down the road. I don't know how we didn't get caught.
That was the 70s.
Oh, that's good times, right?
Now, does it work? Did you wire it?
Yeah, we wired it up,
and we
hung it over the pool table in the man cave, and it was there for years and years and
that's
years.
That's a great story. That's great,
so,
Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it
wasn't really
fast. I don't know how we didn't get caught.
It was more just
finders keepers.
Yeah.
Recycling.
Picking up litter. That's all. Thanks, Dave. Yeah. Good story.
Hi,
Rick, you have a true confession today.
Yeah. My wife and her friends every year, their high school girlfriends, they do a Yankee swap, but it has to be a stolen item.
Oh,
my God.
That's great. Wow.
So Well, my wife came home with the her Yankee Swap gift that she got was a Thumans neon light sign from a restaurant from a deli on the window.
Oh, my God, girlfriend. That's fantastic.
Is that, yeah. The meat, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. And it was big. It's down my basement now as we speak. It's all lit up.
Oh, that's great. Neon Thumans. Couldn't get Boar's Head. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, there's an expression.
And now one of the other girls, one of the other girls got, I think like a ship from a Chinese restaurant, like a Chinese boat,
sushi boat.
Yeah,
nice.
Oh, yeah.
Get.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you,
how do you hide that?
Yeah, I want to go
crazy.
To that Yankee Swap.
I know that's a good one. We should do that.
That's good. Forget all that crap you get at Marshall's. This is good. It's good. All right,
we need
Rick.
A scented candle.
Good story, Rick. See ya. Bye bye. I think we up our game, Yankee Swap up game next year. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
What's yours, Brian?
Oh, I know. My buddy Lee and Chris and I, we had a boys camping weekend, and it was about midnight, and we decided to take a canoe across.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, to a beach where there was a giant, like a 3-foot by 4-foot beach speed, you know, limit sign on like a 10-foot wooden post.
Yeah.
We took a saw, canoed over.
You took a saw?
We brought a saw. We're like, we're getting that sign. We took a saw. We might have been drinking.
No.
And we pulled it out of the ground. Threw it on the canoe and paddled away.
That's great. Your boy Sam's here today.
Yeah.
Your 10-year-old boy.
Not great, Bob. Yeah. But it's interesting.
Well, you still have it. It's at Big Lee's house.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So.
Make it into a nice table. You know?
Did you?
Yeah, it's great.
Jeez. Oh, okay.
It's a nice memory.
Saw.
Let's just say that we do not approve
not
of
at all.
Petty theft.
Brian's 10-year-old boy, Sam's
right.
here.
I know. He's already got his eye on Samuel Drive, which is right over by us.
Samuel Drive.
Wait, what's a year in high school, buddy?
There you go. Well, all right. Let's
all
hear
right,
it,
everyone's...
LBF. What's coming up?
Oh, say can you shh, Chaka Khan.
Oh, no. It's bad, huh?
It's bad. She sang the star, sang, I put that in quotes, the Star
do
Spangled
we have,
Banner.
Do we have audio
oh,
evidence?
We do. Oh.
We do. Okay.
She's
oh,
still singing.
Right. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, she had a whole weekend to collect the laundry. Raring to go. Here's LBF.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we have a little Bachelor recap. Constance Wu made $600 doing this, and you won't believe it. But first, let's start with Chaka Khan. Oh, man.
Man.
She sang the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Sports. And this is how it started.
Chaka Khan.
It's a different interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you keep playing this, this lasts for almost 3 minutes. Oh, boy.
The dawn's early light.
Taking some liberties with notes.
Oh, so proudly we hail.
It's okay.
As the twilight's last gleaming.
Okay. You know what? Ironically.
And riffs.
If
and
she
goes
was at
on.
Your party, you'd be like, wow, she's really good. But when the spotlight's on. Just sing it.
Just sing it. I agree with
just
you.
Just sing it. Move on.
How long did it take for her to sing it?
About 3 minutes.
Seemed
because,
longer.
You know, like the Super Bowl national anthem, one of the longest was Alicia Keys, and that was like 2 minutes and 35 seconds.
Yeah. That's
and that
enough.
Seems long.
Yeah,
it's a short song.
That's even, yeah.
It is a very short song. It's not a great song. Hate
Chaka
to say
Khan.
It. But yeah.
Poor Chaka.
Poor Chaka.
Only one
she
person felt good after that.
Yeah, who's that?
Fergie.
Oh, Fergie. Yeah, she,
previously.
It was a tough week for Chaka Khan. She was thrown off the, or voted off. Or not thrown off.
Wish
but,
she had a mask on.
Yeah, oh,
mask.
See? Yeah, exactly.
As Nick Cannon says, the masked singer.
Right.
Yeah.
That drives me. Like Hannah does.
Huh?
On The Bachelor.
Yeah.
The Bachelorette. She says the singer and things
the
like that.
Singer.
Oh,
speaking of Bachelor.
Right.
Yeah.
So last night I caught The Bachelor because we're down to the final four. And that's like, you know, a sporting event. And so I tuned in. And Peter is just such a dweeb.
You don't like him.
To be crazy. But this is what he's awful. So he's got these four girls and he goes to visit their hometowns. And so this is what Peter says to Hannah Ann's father about Hannah Ann.
I'm actually hoping to tell her this tonight, is that I am falling in love with her.
Okay, then Hannah Ann's father says this.
You have to understand that when you say that to her, that means that's very, very serious for her to hear that. So I would not want you, I ask you as a father, I'd rather you not say that to her unless you truly mean it. And I,
not good dad, smart. Yeah. Yep.
I guess like what it. He goes and does. He says, I'm falling anyway. For you. Mm-hmm. Then he goes and visits.
Wait a minute. So he did tell the girl he loves her.
I'm falling for you. Yeah. Then he goes to visit Madison. Yeah. And this is what he says to Madison right about here. Whoops, wait. Yeah. It's right. This is what he says.
Tonight was harder than I thought it was going to be. But her parents grilled me and did not let me off the hook. But after going through it with her and with her family, it makes me feel really confident about us. And I love Madison.
Oh, man.
What?
He loves Madison.
He loves Madison.
Anna.
He told the dad, I'm falling in love with the dad, specifically says, don't do that if you don't feel it. He does it anyway, and then he goes and
maybe
says
he's
in
love with the three women. It, you know, maybe that's what it is.
Listen,
but listen, last
this
night.
This isn't a cheesy 70s song.
It could be a quadruple.
Torn between two lovers.
Thruples.
Yeah, this is, no thruples on The Bachelor. No thruples. Only on HGTV.
That's you thruple.
Okay.
I told my wife last night, I said, honey, I need you to know this. If you ever
want to have a thruple,
oh no,
I'm okay. No, I said, honey, if you ever want to do the Bachelor, run towards me. The leap, I'm there. I'll get you.
Oh yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, what'd she say?
Oh, only if we're at the beach and we both lose 10 pounds.
All right. So Kelsey got sent home, and finally, on a fun note, Constance Wu, you know, from Crazy Rich Asians and most recently Hustlers, she made $600 side gig stripping because she took it method and she played a stripper in Hustlers and she decided, she's like, I'm going to wear a wig and strip and see what happens. Yeah. $600 later.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Gee, that's a good night out. So I said to my wife, I'm okay.
Oh, God.
If you ever. No, I can't. All right. So are you done, LBF?
I am.
Oh, I'm in so much trouble today.
You
first
really
you stole
are.
M&M's. Yeah. Now she did this. But if Bachelor is hard to watch for you, if you just don't want to see whining young girls, here's a show that you might be interested in seeing instead.
Are you tired of those whiny millennials on The Bachelor and Bachelorette? Well, here's the show for you. It's Boomer Bachelor on ABC.
Say, Carol B., I got a couple of coupons from the Sunday paper. Thought maybe you and I would go to the home show. Check out those walk-in tubs that feature hot jets. Good for my lumbago.
You had me at lumbago.
Then after that, Carol, I thought we'd hit up the Golden Corral for a bite. You know, I'll pick you up in my Corvette, say, 4 o'clock, sound good?
They have great lima beans. But maybe we can go back to my place and Jeopardy and chill.
Ooh, do you have my pillow?
It'll be our pillow.
Oh, Carol B.
Don't miss Boomer Bachelor at 3 o'clock on ABC.
Carol B., won't you accept this pot of mums?
Oh, Roger, they're not allowed on my over 55 community stoop. But yes, also, do you have a pension?
Yes, I do. And it's a big one.
Oh, I like that.
Make sure you take your blood pressure medication and check with your doctor before the next episode of Boomer Bachelor.
I like that. That's good. You know, and there's no running and jumping on Boomer Bachelor.
No, there's not.
No,
you
don't have to worry about that.
Is? Yeah.
My knee, honey, knows. Oh, goodness. Oh, there you go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right, Super Smart brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. WindowNation.com joining us this morning. Hailing originally from South Boston is Laura Delaney. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
She can't help herself.
She can't. She loves calling
me sir.
She has
some weird kind of respect for you.
She's in law enforcement.
Must not know him.
Yeah. Yeah. Just call me. You call me Bob. It's okay, Laura. I'm going to call you Laura.
Shout out to my selfie girls, you know.
Okay, go ahead.
Shout out to my selfie girls.
That's
okay,
it.
That was it.
All right. Excellent.
All right, Laura, you know how to play Super Smart 60 Seconds. How do you do when you play at home or in the car?
You know, 9, sometimes 4, sometimes, you never know.
This could be your day.
Could be your day.
She has a nice voice.
I know.
Yeah. That Kathleen Turner thing going.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them right in 60 seconds. We'll give you $1,000. If you're not sure about one, say pass real fast or get right back to it. Okay, you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Yes, sir.
What day is leap day?
February 29th.
Forgetting the why, how many vowels in the alphabet?
25. Oh, 25, yeah.
A Boy Named Sue was a song made popular by this singer.
Yeah.
What does the M in RPM stand for?
Motion.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor of this state.
California.
Jake LaMotta was the real-life boxer that inspired this movie.
Boxer. I don't know.
What year was the Challenger explosion? 84, 85, or 86?
86.
What was Pavarotti's first name?
Lionel.
What state is Princeton University located in?
Connecticut.
Mm, all right. All right, Laura, I got 3 right, guys. You come up with that? 3 as well?
Yeah.
You were just the tip of your tongue on a
I know,
few
on
of them.
So many.
Oh,
I was going back to Johnny Cash.
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
What'd she miss, LB?
Okay, forgetting the Y, how many vowels in the alphabet? 5. A E I O U.
Oh, vowels. I'm thinking letters.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. A Boy Named Sue is a song made popular by Johnny Cash. The M in RPM stands for minute. That's rotations per minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
Revolutions.
Revolutions.
I didn't ask for the R, thank God, because I didn't even know it. Jake LaMotta was the real-life boxer that inspired this movie, Raging Bull. You had half of it.
Halfway there, your tongue.
Pavarotti's first name was Luciano, and Princeton University is located in New Jersey.
All right.
Okay.
All
but
right,
you know what?
Good fall in New Jersey.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway. It's just important that you played.
That's it.
Yes.
Laura,
well,
would you like a parting gift?
Oh, sure.
All right. Here's what we have for you. 2 tickets to WWE Friday Night SmackDown at TD Garden. That's Friday, February 28th. Tickets on sale and now available now via tdgarden.com and ticketmaster.com. Brian, you excited?
My wife Mercedes would love that.
Oh, Mercedes.
Yeah, Mercedes, you're going to have a really good time. How good of a time?
Night SmackDown.
Yeah.
At the Garden.
Just think, wherever you go, you bring the Mercedes. That's nice.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
I have to buy a one someday, I told her.
You need
that's
to.
Nice.
Roll up with your Mercedes. Say no.
The Mercedes.
All right, Laura.
I tell everybody I have a beat up old Mercedes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, that's sweet.
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, that
all
was
right.
Funny.
Laura.
But
funny.
Not for Mercedes. Yeah.
Beat up old Mercedes. Thank you, Laura. Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Great job.
Enjoy that SmackDown. I mean, from Mercedes. Okay. Anyway, if you want to play Super Smart 60 Seconds, do it. Laura, just go to WROR.com. Sign up for it there. Plus, LBF puts up the home version of the game every day.
Every day. It's a multiple choice one, so you can play along, and it's a little easier, and then you can share it on social media with your friends and see how smart you are.
There you go. It's all at WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
LBF, what do you got? What do you got that's cool for everybody?
My almost brush with fame yesterday in Boston.
What?
I can't even believe we missed each other.
Oh, you've been holding that
secret.
Okay, all right. We don't even know, Brian.
Oh.
What do you got?
All right, I know the secret number. How many times you can use your towel for a shower before you need to wash it because it's disgusting.
Yeah. And it's probably lower than you think.
Yeah.
Could be. All right. Today is National Drink Wine Day, and I've got more good news. I know you're looking at me like, what day isn't? I know, LBF, but today
good for your
is
heart.
National Drink Wine Day. We'll get some good news about that coming up. All right. Who'd you meet?
I didn't, but I can't believe I didn't because I was walking around Boston yesterday and I almost had a brush with fame because we were in the same places.
Yeah.
Who? Who could it be?
Was it an athlete?
No.
Oh.
What do I? Kidding me? I wouldn't even know an athlete if I bumped fell on him.
All right, fine.
Or her.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker, SJP.
Oh.
She's in town doing
Plaza Suite.
Plaza, thank you. Plaza Suite. Okay. And so she's been here for a couple, like maybe 2 weeks, and she had a date with Boston yesterday. Walking around the city. If you go on her Instagram, she went through. She had an exquisite lobster roll at the family-owned James Hook Lobster, a walk in the North End, went on the Freedom Trail, took in all the architecture. Let's see, what else?
Oh, so she does everything people from Boston don't do.
Exactly, yeah. But I did that yesterday.
That's why we missed her.
Went to Boston Common, and then she took the Red Line right where I was.
You could have missed her.
I could have been hanging out with SJP.
What do you call those?
Manolo Blahniks.
Yeah, you could have,
flopped around town. You can't mispronounce those.
Oh, yeah? Well.
Those was Manolo's. She's tiny, though. I probably would have missed her.
You probably did.
Teeny, tiny person. She would have heard me coming, though. Anyway, so you might see Sarah Jessica Parker walking around Boston.
No, you shouldn't say that.
Why?
No, Lauren.
Oh, that's
no
okay.
Way. That's... she's pleasant looking herself.
Yeah, I know. She doesn't hork down giant Sam BLTs from Tate on Beacon Hill, which I did this weekend, and I suggest everyone does.
Oh, my God. When you say hork down.
It's so attractive,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's hot. That's
hot, right?
Boy.
Wow.
All right, Brian.
Dave's so lucky. All right. How many times do you use your towel until you're like, I think I should throw this in the wash when you're, showering? Or do you just wait until it's horribly rancid and then throw it in the
college.
The wash? Yeah, like college, right?
What smells? You.
They've come up with a number because I'm trying to find a balance because we do so much laundry. We got two kids in the house and they always just throw it on the ground. I'm like, hang it up. You can use it more than once.
Right.
The magic number is 3.
Sounds right.
You can use a shower towel thrice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're cleaning, hopefully, off a clean body.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you're toweling off.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, when you towel off with it, you are going to, there's going to be some, some mold and bacteria that starts growing every time you get the towel damp. But when you hang it up, it dries out. That's not so bad. 3 times is the tipping point. After that, it's just...
I think you mean moist.
Yes.
And moist.
Don't hang it up moist.
Because if you just leave it in a humid pile on the floor, it's going to just be
dank.
Gross.
Dank.
Very dank.
It'll get dank and stanky.
There you go.
Stanky
3.
And danky. 3 is a good number.
3 is the magic number.
Okay, today is National Drink Wine Day on a Tuesday, no less, but that's okay. Seems acceptable. Good news is, for wine drinkers of all forms, they say that because of an abundance in surplus grapes in California, they had a lot of rain the past few years, so it's just been great for the crops. One expert says right now you'll get the best wine retail value in 20 years.
Really?
And it could be for 3 years of lower wine prices. So there you go.
What's the most you've ever spent on a bottle of wine? Like on a regular
thing. It was a mistake, and I could have killed the other couple.
Oh, right.
It was a wine. Well, you've probably spent more, but, we went to this Italian restaurant. We didn't know. We were dressed in jeans and whatever, and my buddy ordered a $200 bottle of wine. I thought it was for him and his wife.
Oh,
and then when the bill came, split it, right?
That's horrifying. That's no
bucks.
Friend. I hope you're not friends with that person.
We're not.
Anymore.
We moved on. And just a side note, does anybody ever go to Red Lobster?
No.
Well, good.
There's one around here.
There's not one around. You ever have their Cheddar Bay biscuits? They're incredible. We'll give them that. They used to be unlimited. Now they've limited you to 2.
Two
biscuits.
What kind of monsters do that?
They say they've changed the policy. 2 biscuits for every entree. My sister goes, and that's all she wants is the biscuits.
Oh, that's terrible.
Maybe she's
news.
The one that ruined it.
Thanks, Sue.
You ruined it for everybody.
Risk it for the biscuit.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Rain showers early today. Could evolve into more steady rain for the afternoon. High 41. Cloudy tonight. Rain down to 38. Tomorrow sunny and 42. So a bit of a mix this afternoon, right? On the ride home, just so you know.
I guess I won't be going for my run today.
No, put it off. Just one more day.
Darn.
Yeah. Work down and
I'll work down a sandwich instead.
That's why we love you, LB.
Oh my God.
What's that? What's he want? Okay, Vincenzo is on the phone. He's got a comment about one of your questions.
Oh no!
Today on Super Smart. Hey, is this Vincenzo?
It is. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
I just wanted to help her with the pronunciation of Pavarotti.
Oh, sorry. Oh. I didn't know Giada De Laurentiis was on the phone.
No, she's in the bedroom right now. Hold on.
But she gets you some bruschetta.
Yeah, can you get
bruschetta.
When you talk about the world's greatest tenor, you can't say Luciano Pavarotti.
You have a point. Yeah. You have a point.
Right. And his name is Vincenzo.
I know.
You can argue with Vincenzo?
It's the greatest tenor that ever lived. And I know that's sacrilegious to Caruso.
I think Caruso's better. I like Caruso.
Team Caruso.
Not even close. Oh. Not even close.
Did you see the documentary, Pavarotti?
I did. But his technique is absolute perfection.
He was a dog,
but
though.
Like every other Italian man.
Dog in Italian. Pavarotti.
When you say it, you have to say Luciano Pavarotti.
Luciano Pavarotti.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that was beautiful. All right, guys, yeah. You guys are the best radio show ever.
Oh,
thanks
that's
so much.
Great.
Oh, my God, could you say that in Italian?
Yeah, yeah. To our bosses.
Please. Thank you so much, Vincenzo.
Grazie mille.
Bye.
Yeah, please, por favor. Please, tell. So that was one of your questions on Super Smart.
Pavarotti's first
yeah,
name.
Now you know. Pavarotti.
Luciano.
It's Pavarotti.
Yeah, whatever.
But he was a dog?
Well, he's...
What do you got?
Yeah, he,
what do you
he
have,
skirted
LBF?
Around with a lot of women behind his wife. His wife's back. They were married for 38 years, and he left her for some Brajol.
Okay.
It was like about 30 years old.
Oh, Brajol.
Yeah,
it's, yeah. I want a Brajol. Where do you get one of those? This sounds like dessert.
Italy.
Okay.
No, my mother-in-law's a great Brajol recipe. So good.
So good. All right, so you
mark
stand correct.
Yeah, you can mark down. That's
fine.
What Pavarotti did.
Okay. It's 848. Pavarotti. You got that? Pavarotti.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
We have a special guest joining us today for some NBA All-Star action updates. Right, Brian? You want to introduce our sportscaster?
Yeah,
today?
Well, you know, I'm the guy who, for school vacation week, brings my kids to work.
Mm. You're that guy, huh?
I'm that guy. Got to do something with them. So Sam Bell likes to get up early.
It's crazy.
Sam, how old are you, buddy? Hold on.
There you go.
You're what?
10
years old. And he loves basketball, right? Like more than anything else in the world. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Sleep with your basketball?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a pillow. Or you just hug it.
We all dribble when we sleep sometimes.
All right. So what we got?
All right. So we watched All-Star Weekend. And my favorite is All-Star Saturday Night.
Yeah.
Sam, do you have a quick recap on what happened All-Star Saturday night?
All-Star Saturday night in the skills contest, Jason Tatum lost in the first round to Domantas Sabonis. And Bam Adebayo beat Domantas Sabonis in the skills challenge in the finals.
That's some pronunciations
right there.
Take note,
there's no script.
Huh?
He's got no script.
It's nothing, and he can pronounce everything.
The rest
thanks,
of us,
Sam.
We have scripts for like news. And
what's the best name in the NBA, you think?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't pronounce that.
I mean, I would actually, like, hurt something if I tried to pronounce that.
What's his nickname?
The Greek Freak.
He's the Greek Freak.
Yeah. That's pretty good. And then we had the three-point contest.
Three-point contest. Buddy Hield beat Devin Booker with 27 and Devin Booker at 26.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it was close. And then big controversy in the slam dunk competition.
In the dunk contest, I think Aaron Gordon got robbed.
Yeah.
He jumped over Taco Fall.
Mm-hmm.
And
even LBF knows who Taco Fall is.
Yes, because it involves food.
Yeah. How tall is Taco Fall?
Taco Fall is 7'5", I think.
It's a long way down.
That's that's a big fall.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So he jumped over Taco Fall,
made
the dunk first try, but the judges gave him a 47, and Derrick Jones Jr. won with a 48.
He was robbed.
I agree.
Yeah. That's good, Sam.
So, it was a fun weekend to watch NBA stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Good time.
Sam, how many three points did you get your last game? How many 3 points?
Four.
Not bad.
You got 4 3-pointers in your last game?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's three times four now?
12.
That's a boy. All right, good.
Congratulations.
There you go. Yeah.
Wow. You can do math and pronounce things.
Yeah, right?
I bet.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Only 10.
You're nervous. Do you do dirty laundry?
No. Yeah, exactly.
We know you don't do that. All right, Sammy.
80s, and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.